Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So in 3 days, I want you to get up in the middle of the night, go outside in your robe and your pajamas, make sure you have some clothes on if you have neighbors anyway, and look up into the sky. You will see nothing. Nothing. And that's what's so special about it. It's called the Black Moon. The Black Moon is a new moon that happens twice a month, kind of like a blue moon, which is a full moon that happens twice in a calendar month. The last Black Moon we had was March of 2014. And subsequently enough, the Black Lives Matter movement is probably going to schedule a protest over this celestial racial injustice. But go look at it anyway. All right, guys, let's get to today's headlines. First, feeling the pressure of the liberal mainstream media, debate moderator Lester Holt lives up to expectations by prosecuting Donald Trump during the 90-minute debate while Hillary Clinton was given a clear pass on several major issues. We'll discuss all of them. No pass here. Also, just minutes after the conclusion of the debate, the Alphabet networks, along with their elite backers and surrogates, declared Hillary the far and away winner, only to find out that the actual voters were singing a different tune. We have local and national rapid reaction polls from across the country to talk about. And later on in today's show, we'll be joined by Breitbart's Washington editor, Matthew Boyle, to discuss the debate and break down some recent polling numbers. We have all that, plus reaction from the RNC about last night's dust-up between candidates at Hofstra University. We'll talk about a New York teacher who calls her students racists. And why is the LAPD instructing their officers to run away from criminals? We have all that delivered in a tone that Lester Holt and the biased mainstream media would never approve of. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack today, but first, head over to rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Check out the two new articles, one by Robert, one by Tina. They're both really good and both getting a lot of attention. Sign up for the newsletter. You don't want to miss this one. This is one you do not want to miss. We also have some new Rhino rants up there on the website, brand new Rhino rants. And you can always follow me on Twitter. I took a little Twitter break last night during the debate, but I got back to it afterwards in this morning. So at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. Also, Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. Email me. Rhino@rwbnetwork.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to check out all the old episodes, all 170 or whatever it is episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. If you have a favorite podcasting site, we're there. We're there. Also, a big shout-out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio. We're on the Liberty feed there right now. We're live and live on StreamingTalkRadio.com. If you don't have it, go to the Red Nation Rising website, RedNationRising.us/player, and you can download the player there and put it right on your home screen for your iPhone or your Android, and it's like an app. You just click on it, and there I am every single day. Or you can download the CRN Talk app on your iTunes or Google Play or whatever it is store you have. It's free, so don't worry about that. All right, so last night, was this something or what? I was a little nervous. I was kind of nervous going into this debate last night. I felt really confident about it for the weeks leading up to this, and then yesterday I started saying, you know what? She is practicing a lot, and as somebody... someone like me who never really had to study much through school, I did the requisite papers and I did fairly well, but I never had to do the hours and hours of studying that some people did just to get the same kind of grades that I did, or maybe a little bit better in some cases. And I'm starting to think yesterday, maybe Donald Trump should spend just a little bit more time. Now, just prior to the debate, we were hearing from the Trump camp that, you know, he was studying. It just wasn't as feverish and taking time off the trail like Hillary was doing. Now, I think Donald Trump did a better thing in staying on the trail more. You have to show that you are prepared for the job, that you can go out there every single day, you can travel around the country, you can have the stamina to be the president. And what he's done in he's spread out the map. Okay, it's like if you're playing hockey and you have a power play. What you want to do is spread out the defense. You don't want them clumping up. When you can spread them out, you can get them moving around. It weakens a lot of areas on the ice. Well, that's what Donald Trump is doing here. He's spreading out the map. He's crisscrossing the country 2, 3, 4 times a day, speaking to thousands of people. And already we see Hillary probably abandoning Iowa, perhaps abandoning Florida. She's losing ground in Colorado. There's a Minnesota poll out today tied. There's a Michigan poll out tied. Wisconsin within a few points. Illinois within 6 points. Maine, you know, we've been through the list. But he has stretched the map and he's stretched her campaign thin. He's done a good thing there. Now, perhaps being a little bit more prepared for the debate would have looked better initially. My initial reaction after the debate was, all right, kind of typical Donald Trump. It was very very primary-esque, which goes over real well with your big Trump supporters. Doesn't play so hot with the real grassroots conservatives. Some people, but not all. Some people, but not all. It did okay with the independents, and that's where you saw him say, well, I agree with the secretary on this. I agree with the secretary on that. That was purely for the independents. Most of us cringe when we hear that, because I agree with Hillary on nothing. We couldn't agree on what color the sky is. We would agree on nothing. And then you saw Donald Trump do something I thought was very smart. He brought states into play. She did not bring one state into play the entire time. He mentioned Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan several times during the debate. Very smart. Very smart. That obviously part of his prep. Her prep was the rehearsed speech and then the one-liner and out. I'm not sure if she practiced that shoulder shimmy. I wish she would never do that again. I almost threw up when I saw that. Don't ever do that again, Miss Clinton. That was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Now, before we get into unpacking this whole thing, there are some conspiracy theories floating around as I thought would happen. Some of them may be true, and most of them probably not. But one thing I did notice, and I saw it on Twitter, and I wasn't going to say anything until I saw that other people also noticed it. I noticed I was looking for her left eye. When the camera was on her and she was looking over towards Donald, I was looking to see if her left eye hung a little bit, if it got caught up. Because some people have said that may be a sign of something like Parkinson's. I didn't see that. What I did see was her right hand twitching a little bit. Maybe she's just nervous. Maybe she's just nervous. Who knows? It's only her 31st presidential-level debate. So maybe she's a little nervous. Now, who knows? Donald Trump did. He was sniffling or whatever it was. He said the mic was up too high. I don't know. He had the sniffles. Who cares? The guy's been across the country 100 times. If the guy has the sniffles, big deal. He took a few drinks of water. We all saw that. She took no drinks of water that we could see. Also, after the debate, somebody walked up to the podium and grabbed papers off of her podium. I did not see anybody grab papers off of Trump's podium. Now, they were writing stuff down. I believe they're allowed, what, blank paper and a pen? Something like that. But no notes. But she was looking down an awful lot at her podium. An awful lot. It wasn't like she had a couple of, you know, little things there. For instance, if I'm doing a segment of something on this show, I'll write down a few notes, 4 or 5 sentences, and I'll work off of that. I don't have to stare at the paper while I'm speaking to you. But she was looking down a lot. She also froze a few times. During Donald Trump's taxes, during the TPP, she froze. I mean, froze. So who knows what that is? She didn't fall over. She wasn't a little teapot. I get it. No coughing fits. I'm sure they pumped her full of whatever medication. Because as soon as the debate was over, she was gone. Gone. Trump was making the rounds, talking to people. She was gone. Nowhere to be found. They said maybe she's going off to a debate party or whatever, a debate watching party. Yeah, I don't think so. Right back to the hotel to go to sleep. She gets out of that van. Why does she have a van? That's so weak to have that van. But anyway, the other thing that I noticed, and this is starting to make the rounds a lot, is there was something under her suit jacket there, or whatever you would call that thing, a pantsuit, a Martian suit, a communist suit, whatever you would call it. There was something there. It was a square rectangular box. Now, I'm not an audio engineer. I'm not sure if it's something for the audio that Donald Trump was also wearing. I don't know. But you could clearly see it at the end when she was shaking hands with Lester Holt and then greeting her family. So, just to dispel these a little bit, I'm putting them out there. I'm not sure if they're real. People are making all sorts of assumptions about what was her state of mind. Was she wearing a microphone? Was it an earpiece? Was it a defibrillator? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there that it was there. You can't deny the fact that there was a box on her back. Lower back, small box, probably the size of, I don't know, maybe a little bigger than a cigarette box is what it looked like to me. All right, I want to go into Donald Trump's best moments. After the break, we'll go into Hillary Clinton's worst moments. We'll talk about Lester Holt, who was also a debater on the stage, apparently. And then when we come back, after that, we're going to talk to Matthew Boyle, the Washington editor for Breitbart News. You don't want to miss that because we've got to talk about the new Gravis poll out of Colorado that has everybody talking. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night, sizzling steaks, luscious fish entrees, yummy Italian specialties, and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value, deliciousness, Italian family specialties, friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about the debate last night because everyone's talking about the debate. We got to talk about it. You know, I thought it was okay. I thought Trump did what he had to do. He had to say that she's been in government 30 years and she's done nothing to help anybody. And he hammered that point a few times, and he did well with that. He did look a little flustered in the beginning, but when he gets flustered, that's when he gets into his role. See, being a New Yorker, I know that. If you get me flustered, you can't stop me. I don't stop. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. But he did okay there. It was like 5 minutes in, I went, oh, it's going to be that kind of a debate. We all thought maybe boring, both on defense. She needled a little bit, and he went off, you know, and he did a good job with that. Fell flat a little bit in the beginning, came back at the end. Lester Holt did exactly what we all thought Lester Holt would do. The pressure of the days leading up got to him. The liberals always succumb to pressure very easily. They're not very, very strong in that area, very beta, very weak people. So he succumbed, and he essentially acted like Hillary Clinton's co-debater. Questions Donald Trump on everything, and then gives Hillary a pass on, well, everything. The one thing I did notice, before I noticed all these other things that we talked about in the first segment, I did notice that when Donald Trump made a point early on in the debate, about 10 minutes in, and the audience started clapping, I believe it was about her emails, whatever it was, the audience clapped and gave a little cheer, and Lester, oh, we can't do that, we've all agreed to stay silent here. But when they were cheering for Hillary, free pass, clap away, no problem. He didn't chastise the audience once when they were clapping for Hillary. It was so very obvious that Lester Holt was in the tank for Hillary. Now, you can register as anything. Yes, he's a registered Republican. That doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. I have plenty of friends who are registered Democrats who are more conservative than me. It's just what they registered as when they were 18 years old. It means nothing. Lester Holt did what we all thought he was going to do. And it's not going to be any better with Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper. Not going to be any better. Now I'm kind of happy Chris Wallace is going last. I wanted him to go first. But seeing how this went, maybe he can pick up the pieces a little bit and at least remain neutral. Huh, wouldn't that be an interesting thing if the moderator could remain neutral? He goes after Trump on his tax returns, the birther issue. He talks about some stupid interview with Howard Stern from 13 years ago. These are important things. He didn't touch anything with Hillary Clinton. About how the FBI called her careless, or the basket of deplorables. 20 million people deplorable, not to mention the other day where she thinks half of us are too stupid to know we should vote for her. Why aren't I 50 points up? Because you're a moron. That's why. He didn't ask about the Clinton Foundation. They got into the weeds with this judgment of $600 million against Trump's company. $600 million, that's nothing. That's called toothpaste for the federal government. That's what they pay on toothpaste. It's nothing. They get caught in the weeds too much. They didn't go after her vote for the Iraq war. They didn't go after her support. He went after nothing. He played it like a little scared boy. That's how Lester Holt played this. Mainstream media, they are guilty. Guilty of collusion right here. They're guilty of trying to sway a national election. They are guilty. Lester Holt is guilty. He was not man enough to run a neutral debate. And you know what? I thought for a long time Lester Holt has some journalistic integrity. I don't hate him as a newsman. But this was terrible. They say Donald Trump was on the defense. He had to be. He was being prosecuted by the moderator. If you thought Candy Crowley was bad, this was 20 times worse. He didn't mention anything about the coal workers. Hillary Clinton says, on the record, at a town hall, she's going to put coal workers and coal companies out of business. Lester Holt didn't say word one about it. He didn't question her when she said that everybody is intrinsically racist. You would think, perhaps, as a black man, he might question that. He didn't ask anything about her health. Now, Donald Trump did miss some moments. He missed the cyber thing where he should have gone after the emails. I think that's coming. He didn't want to unload everything in one debate. That is coming. And then he asked Donald Trump about whether she's fit because she's a woman. It was absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump's best moment was when he didn't go after Hillary and Bill Clinton for the myriad of sexual misconducts that have gone on with the Clinton family. He said, I won't do that in front of your family. Just after she, in front of his family, his son, his daughters, called him a sexist, a misogynist. The Democrats and Hillary Clinton will stop at nothing to win. At nothing. And mainstream media is complicit. They are guilty. By the power invested in me, by the U.S. Constitution, I render you guilty. 8 years, bad ratings. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Matthew Boyle of Breitbart about this debate and the polls. Guys, you don't want to miss that. Hang in there.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday, it's our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember, you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, or follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. So right now, we are joined on the phone by Matthew Boyle, the Washington editor for Breitbart News. Thank you for joining us on what I'm sure for you is a very busy day, Matthew.
I know it was well, thanks for having me first off. And yeah, it was a crazy night last night in, at Hofstra University. And, you know, I think it was the first of the three major heavyweight battles that we're going to see between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump before the election. And it was a little bit of a rough night for Trump, but when they got into some of the personal stuff and the political stuff. But ultimately speaking, when it came to policy issues, when it came to trade issues, the economy, national security, immigration, he was the one that was, again, up there offering solutions to voters. And this is what's been, you know, coming out in reports from around the country, is that, again, Trump is offering policy solutions to these people, and Hillary Clinton is running a policy-free campaign yet again.
Do you think his goal all night was just to go after her and say, listen, you've been in government 30 years and have done nothing? Because most of us know that, but did he have to keep hitting that? Was that the goal last night, do you think?
I think the goal last night, there was a few goals last night from Trump, and I think he succeeded in all of them. The first thing is he was definitely going in trying to show that he could stand up there and look presidential and look like plausibly be president of the United States. It's a guy who's never been never held elected office before. He's never been a politician his entire life. And so he had to prove to the American people that they can trust him as president, that he can handle the job. And I think that he did that. Our polling from Gravis, we did a poll with a live poll last night after the debate, showed that more people plausibly saw him as president than saw her, Hillary Clinton, as president. So that he succeeded on that account. The second thing that he was trying to do was paint the country, paint the picture of the country in dire economic straits, and show just how bad the economy is and has been when it's been run by career politicians. And the third thing is exactly what you said, which is that he wanted to show, after he demonstrated both of those things, that he could be president, that he's plausibly presidential material, and that also, secondly, that that the situation out there is so bad that people need to look to an outsider like him, that it's Hillary Clinton, a career politician who spent her entire life in government. The last 30 years, she's been in and around this entire mess. Even when there were Republican presidents, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, ever since then, she's been at the center of everything. Her and her husband have been members of the royal political Clinton family for 30 years in this country. They've been involved in every single decision that this government, that the government has made on the national stage, on the world stage, literally since 1992. And this is significantly troubling. So she can't separate herself from all of that stuff, whether it be our bad trade deals, our mistakes in foreign policy in the Middle East, whether it be our bad immigration policy, and so on and so on and so forth.
I feel like one of his strongest points last night was one that may have gotten a little overlooked, and with my finance background, it resonated with me, was that when he talks about the Fed and how they've manipulated the interest rate to make sure that the economy becomes inflated to look good for King Obama and everything, that hit a note with me, and I think that may have been geared towards that college-educated white voter that everybody seems to be after right now. Do you think that resonated, or did it kind of fall by the wayside with people?
Well, you're talking about when Trump was starting to call out the Federal Reserve. I think it's an issue that, again, Hillary Clinton has not talked about. She's just completely ignored this. I mean, this is something that the average people out there are concerned about. They want to know what the Federal Reserve is up to. They want an audit of the Fed. It is one of the most popular things out there. If you look at polling, people want to see the Federal Reserve audited, and they haven't been able to get that. It's widespread bipartisan support. So that if you look at Trump's key core policy issues that he talked about last night, whether it be securing our country with the immigration stuff, he talked about that in the last few minutes, whether it be defeating the Islamic State, whether it be his trade policies, whether it be auditing the Fed, all of these issues are if you look at the polling on the issues, not on the people, not on the personalities, you take the personalities out of it all, and you focus in on the core issues, and each of these are significant majorities of Americans are support where Donald Trump comes down, in significant minorities. Very, very small amounts of voters, small pockets of voters stand with Hillary Clinton on the issues. That's where Trump needs to get the election to. He needs to get it off of personality and onto a referendum on the issues. And if he gets it there, he's going to win.
Were you surprised? I mean, I wasn't at all, but were you a little bit surprised that Lester Holt essentially became her co-debater last night?
You know, Lester Holt clearly inserted himself into the debate. I mean, some of the questions he asked, and we're a little bit off the wall. I mean, look, come on. There's people all across the country right now struggling that can't that are finding out that their company that they've worked at for 30 years is shutting down and moving to Mexico or China or Canada or some other country, or Vietnam even. It's they don't want to hear about President Obama's birthplace. They don't care about that. You know, your steel worker or your coal miner in Pittsburgh, they don't care about what Trump said 2 years ago about where Obama was born. They don't the fact that Lester Holt inserted that into the presidential race and tried to force it onto the main stage proves yet again that the mainstream, again, if you look at polling on the mainstream media, the American people have lost faith in the media as an institution. They've lost faith in these major broadcast networks, in the major newspapers around the country. They don't believe that they report the truth anymore. And so, again, what you saw last night with Lester Holt's Candy Crowley moment, as
I think worse. I think worse than her. I mean, it was really pretty bad. It was. I thought Candy Crowley might have been jealous of what Lester Holt was doing last night. But, you know, I think we can't overlook the fact that he had a lot of pressure put on him, and that's what he was going to do. I don't know if we're going to fare any better with Martha Raddatz or Anderson Cooper. Perhaps we have a fighting chance with Chris Wallace. Maybe. All right, we're going to stick with you through the break. When we come back, I want to talk about that Colorado poll you guys did and just a little bit more about this debate. Guys, this is Matthew Boyle from Breitbart we're talking to. Hang in there.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See Rite Aid.com and circular for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're talking to Matthew Boyle, the Washington editor for Breitbart News. We're talking about the debate. We're talking about some polling. So I guess last night I'm watching Hillary, and she is not answering any kind of questions. She's deflecting. She's going into her rehearsed speech, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that New Hampshire Chris Christie moment, and it didn't really come from Trump. Do you think that just wasn't in his practice, or that's not his style? Can we look forward to something like that, do you think?
You know, I think the key thing to, you know, the takeaway from the debate was, again, Hillary Clinton wasn't asked any real tough questions. She wasn't asked about the Clinton Foundation. She wasn't asked about her emails, except when Trump put it out there. And so I think that in the future debates, look, I'm of the mindset at this point that that Lester Holt has proven himself to be a member of the Hillary Clinton campaign. He is working for her to elect her to the White House. He should surrender his press credentials immediately. Ultimately speaking, for people like Martha Raddatz, Chris Wallace, and Anderson Cooper to maintain their failing credibility, they need to ask questions about these key issues. It was clear that Lester Holt was in the tank for Hillary Clinton and was asking biased questions throughout the debate. It is 100% clear. I mean, look, here's the deal. This is yet again more proof that the mainstream media is 100% in the tank for the Democrats. Then after the debate in the spin room, I watched hundreds of people that work at these different major television networks and newspapers around the country literally go around sycophantically praising Hillary Clinton's performance, all of them only asking questions about birthers. None of them asked about jobs. None of them asked about the economy. None of them asked about ISIS. None of them asked about immigration. None of them asked about trade deals. I just can't believe that these people are getting away with this again. This is why,
you know,
this is why Donald Trump won the Republican nomination. Is because
they have,
these people in the mainstream media and the institutions that exist out there are continuing to refuse to talk about or ask about the issues that people care about. This is why people are so mad across the country. And so ultimately speaking, what Trump needs to do moving forward is he needs to harness that. He needs to start running against the machine again like he did in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just it's emblematic of how little credibility they actually have. When you look at every single immediate rapid reaction poll after the debate last night, Donald Trump is the hands-down winner. Hands down. There were a couple from CNN and somewhere else, but across the country, I mean, I have a list of 100 polls here that show he won. I think people just didn't, they don't like media.
Yeah, you're right about that. And then also there's a story from the New York Post, which I recommend everybody go read, which walks through they had a reporter at a bar in Pennsylvania, in a Democrat town with all Democrats there. And this reporter was talking to people as they're watching the debate, you know, having a cheesesteak and watching the debate over beers. Or, you know, they say they're hungry first and they're undecided second, in that order. Right.
Yep.
And so these are lifelong Democrats, never voted for Republicans before in their life. Every single one of them walked out of that bar, Donald Trump supporter, after watching the debate.
I did see that.
So ultimately speaking, the efforts of the mainstream media have backfired.
So with these polling companies, kind of the same thing, because MSM, they always contract these polling companies. With them consistently using 2008, 2012, and even a Democrat plus 10 model like ABC WAPO did, really just to protect Hillary, do you think this is all going to backfire on them and just fire up the Trump voter even more to go out?
Yeah, I think it is. If you look at our polling from Gravis, we've had a number of polls come out from states across the country over the last few days here. So we polled Colorado. Trump has taken a 4-point lead in our Breitbart Gravis poll in Colorado. He's up one in Ohio. In addition to that, he's tied the race in Minnesota, which Republicans haven't won since the 1970s. Ronald Reagan in 1984 won 49 states in his reelection. The only state he didn't win was Minnesota. And Donald Trump has tied to Hillary Clinton in the deepest of deep blue states, Minnesota. That's how bad it is out there right now for people. So ultimately speaking, as the mainstream media continues to gallivant around asking about Obama's birth certificate and talking about things that people don't care about, well, they're losing their jobs. People are starting to tune more and more in to Donald Trump and his message about bringing these jobs back from Mexico, China, and around the country and elsewhere around the world, from all these countries that are taking advantage of our weak trade deals. Trump wants to renegotiate them. He actually, on his trip to Mexico, got the president of Mexico to agree that if he wins the election, he will renegotiate the NAFTA deal that Bill Clinton signed into law back in the 90s. Hillary Clinton last night defended NAFTA. That is like
she can't defend it.
To middle America.
It's indefensible. And you're seeing that with Ohio, with some polls out of Ohio, have 5% towards Trump, plus 5% with the union workers in Ohio. And Donald Trump is someone who builds things non-union. And he still has the union vote in Ohio. They're sick of her. They're sick of it. Do you think, just here in the last minute, I'll give you the last word, do you think that, number one, the blue wall is coming crashing down, and number two, the percentage chance that Donald Trump has to win on November 8th?
Look, I think he's going to continue working hard to get that vote. This is not going to be a slam dunk for him. He's going to have to work hard over the month of October. And yes, I do think he's breaking into the Democrat vote and getting those union workers, but it's a rough road ahead.
Very good, very good. Matthew Boyle, Breitbart, thank you so much. And we cannot wait to have you on again. Great insight. And hey, listen, Donald Trump, last night may have not been what everybody wanted, but it may have been what Donald Trump actually needed. All right, we'll be back with a final roundup on today's show here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's Ka'anapaliResort.com.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never forming. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night, sizzling steaks, luscious fish entrees, yummy Italian specialties, and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value, deliciousness, Italian family specialties, friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back for this last segment of today's Rhino Report. Big thank you to Matt Boyle there of Breitbart, the Washington editor, for talking about Trump and talking about this debate and a couple of polls we have going on. You know, people like that we could talk to for an hour because they have so much information, and just within the polling and being around, whether it's in the press room or the press pool at these debates, there's so much information that these guys have, and I can't wait to have them back on the show. We talked a little bit in that discussion about all these rapid reaction polls after the debate. You know, all these different news sources. Who did you think win? Who do you think won? And listen, it's a far and away Donald Trump win. He just did what he had to do. He had to look presidential. He had to give a couple of one-liners. He had to let her ramble on. When she rambles on, nobody listens. Nobody listens. It's like your old English teacher just talking and talking and talking. Nobody cares. Hillary, nobody cares. Nobody. All right, so Drudge Report, Donald Trump 81, Clinton 15. Of course, Fortune Magazine here, Trump 51, Hillary 49. NJ.com, okay? This is a website out of New Jersey, a blue state, part of the blue wall. Trump 53, Clinton 41. Again, who do you think won? Time Magazine, Trump 58, Hillary 42. CBS New York, that's CBS 2, Channel 2 in New York, he wins by 7,000 votes here. CNBC, he wins by 20%. Breitbart, he wins by 50%. Washington Times, he wins by 40%. I mean, even Variety Magazine. Variety Magazine, online poll, 51 Trump, 48 Hillary. Slate. Slate, he wins Slate 54-45. big shock here. He loses the SurveyMonkey poll. Big shock there. That, of course, together with NBC. Heavy.com, he wins by 45. News 2 out of Nashville, Tennessee, 63-36 Trump. In Vegas, he cleans up. Cleans up in Vegas. Go figure, 81-19. Fox 5 out of San Diego, 61-33 Trump. So when mainstream media is telling you something, people just don't believe it anymore. You cannot believe anything they say. And poll after poll, and even Matt alluded to this, just says that there is nobody has any confidence in what mainstream media is doing. And Lester Holt did not do them any favors last night. No favors. The San Diego Union Tribune, Trump 66, Hillary 34, Michigan, MLive.com, Trump 52, Hillary 47. We've seen more and more polls in Michigan swing Trump. And like Matt just said, we're even now in Minnesota, even if not up in Michigan. Pix 11 out of New York, 54-41 for Trump. Atlanta, 84-15. I mean, list goes on and on. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the most liberal part of Massachusetts, too. Trump 87, Hillary 13. I mean, Denver, kicking butt in Denver, 53-46. All over the place. All these rapid reaction polls. Honolulu, KITV 4, Donald Trump 66, Hillary 30. It doesn't matter what she says. Everybody knows she's full of it. Absolutely full of it. And Donald Trump, he's going to get better at this. He's got two more. This was his first one-on-one debate ever. Ever. This is her 31st presidential election debate. Of course she studied. If she didn't study, she would have been done. You know what she did? She hung in there. This wasn't Donald Trump hanging in there. She hung in there. And the voters, this is what matters. You got polls out of Maryland, New Jersey, Honolulu. Trump's the winner. All right, guys, we'll finish all this up tomorrow, and we'll keep going as always. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.